RNN.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means.
Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel.
Tonight's featured show is Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel. Welcome to the Republic News Network for our live national broadcast. You may call me Kelby, and tonight I'm going to be acting as your moderator. The RNN, which stands for the Republic News Network, has been doing this radio show since 2010, and it's always been a friendly introduction for the people of the United States Corporation. Here we go. It's true. The United States is a federal corporation, and their exclusive jurisdiction is in the District of Columbia. The Republic government was simply a bunch of U.S. citizens that, in law, don't have access to the Bill of Rights. And they realized they wanted to be Americans, as our founders and our law provided each and every one of us. See, we've been hard at work since 2008, and since 2010, we have successfully re-inhabited the original government vacated under Lincoln in 1861. I know, it's hard to understand. Don't worry. We are law-abiding, peaceful Americans and very pro-government, and we love our country. You can consider the Republic members are tired of the corruption that we see every day. See, we found in the law that there is two forms of government here on the land, and we did something about it. We are people. Mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, we have families. Just like you, we simply found some truths, and now we're sharing these important truths with the rest of the world. So get ready to hear things that sound amazing, and get ready to understand that you, too, are about to be a part of history. We welcome each one of you to Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel and your Republic, if you so choose. But before we go into our broadcast tonight, please bow your head in prayer.
Father God, we want to thank you for this new year, as we are just so thankful for what's happened in this last year. Lord, just help us to understand what we need to do to be about your business. We pray this in your son's name. Amen. Mr. Happel, I yield the floor.
Well, thank you, Kelby. And I also wish our listeners a very happy and hopefully prosperous new year. I really think that things are beginning to change in our country for the better. I see improvement in certain areas. We've got a long way to go. We've had a lot of progressives in charge of the train for a very long time, and it's going to take a long time to crawl back out of the abyss that they've tried to throw us into. But I do believe that we will see a return to a constitutional republic if we continue to work at it the way we have over the last several years. And since the Trump administration came into play here at the beginning of 2017. So I'm hopeful that we will really be making a difference, but tonight we're going to be talking about why it's so important that people understand how important alternative media and hearing real news instead of fake news, how important that is, and how important it is that they support what we are doing monetarily, spiritually, in every way, because we finally have an opportunity to turn this country around, and it's going to take sacrifice and work on everybody's part, and if we're not willing to make that sacrifice, we cannot succeed. The Lord does not have much appreciation for people who are not willing to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And Bob Barnett, are you on the call right now?
I most certainly am. Good evening.
Well, good, Bob. We had this discussion just a couple of days ago, and I thought it would be really important to continue this talk on the Republic News Network and also that it carry forward onto the Southern Broadcasting Network in their rebroadcast on Sundays. And I think the message that we have is going to be a very important one for America. And Kelby, I know that John Lamb is going to be joining us here shortly. When he does join us on the call, would you let me know, please? Go ahead and interrupt, because John is going to give us an update on what has been happening with the Bundy trial in Las Vegas, and he has really the good inside information.
Yeah, it looks like he's already on.
Oh, okay,
John, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here, but if you have something else to say first, go ahead. I can wait on the line here.
No, I tell you, we think what you've got to say is very important, and then what we've got to say is important too, but I just want to make sure that we honor the fact that I know you're traveling right now, so you're trying to get back down to Las Vegas, and you're kind of going out of your way for us. So please, John, if you wouldn't mind, give us an idea, an update on how the trial went in the last couple of weeks before the break. And then if you would, explain to us the mistrial verdict, and then with and without prejudice, because I think it's important that our listeners understand how this has to come down to be able to get the Bundys completely out of the situation they're in. So, John, please fill us in on what happened, and then your opinion on how this needs to move forward.
Okay. Yes, definitely. I appreciate that, Dan. We are on the road to Las Vegas right now. Ryan Payne and myself we have to be back down there by tomorrow afternoon for some attorney appointments. So we're en route, but this is a great time. We found a good spot here with good service. So this trial here has been something else. I tell you, every day has been a new turn. And as if most people, just a quick recap, we have already had two trials with six different individuals. The first trial ended up with two of those individuals with some convictions, but the rest of it was still another mistrial or hung jury. So they had a second trial for four of those individuals, which ended up being they were found not guilty on 34 of the 40 charges. And so it was just amazing. Two sets of jurors in Nevada that pretty much couldn't find anything wrong with these individuals. And these were the most scariest guys. The gunman, per se, is what the government said. But I've met these guys. These guys are family guys. They went there because the Constitution, and they felt like other people's rights were being violated, and they went there to keep something from happening like Waco or Ruby Ridge again. And this was used over and over again in court, these terms. Then we ended up with this third trial, which was trying Cliven Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, and then Ryan Payne, which is from Montana. So three of the Bundys and Ryan Payne. We started out, was supposed to have the trial start October the 10th. It got put off because of the Las Vegas shootings there that happened, that tragic incident. And then we ended up not starting until the first week in November. We got our jurors set after 3 days, 12 jurors and four alternatives. And we started into the trial. I think if the days that the jurors were actually in the room were like less than 7 days. And we spent from the first week of November all the way up until into the second week in December there. And there was nothing but our attorneys worked day and night finding these Brady violations and the things that the government had been lying about for the last 3.5 years on the Bundys here. And it was just amazing to see it unfold. The prosecutors, it seemed like they were on trial. They did bring a couple of witnesses on right off the bat, and those witnesses were caught in lies. Those witnesses also uncovered a lot of new information that the prosecutors have been hiding all along. One of those biggest things were snipers. There were snipers at the Bundy Ranch a month before this standoff even started. So back in April of 2014 is when the actual standoff was. Back the month before, in March, there were snipers that had positioned themselves on hillsides up around the Bundy Ranch, pointing guns at them throughout the day, throughout different parts of the day, as the BLM were rounding up the cows. So nobody was out there impeding them. Nobody was stopping them, and these BLM agents were gathering cows. But miles from that roundup, the Bundys, where the Bundy Ranch, the home is, there was these snipers up on top of the hill. Nobody knew why. They were just guns pointed at the family around the clock, different days. And also, they'd set up a surveillance system. This surveillance system was very high-tech. It had a laser on it about the size of a football. And we had asked about this for months, because the Bundys had seen this, and the prosecutors kept saying, it does not exist. There's no such thing as a surveillance. We didn't do it. There were no snipers. There was no such thing as this. But finally, we proved it with the witnesses that the government brought in, that these things actually did exist. And they were Brady violations because the government withheld this evidence, evidence that could prove these men innocent to the jurors, and which actually would have proved them. If we'd have had this evidence in the first two trials, we wouldn't have got even the convictions that we did. We feel very, very sure about it. But then that last week there in December, we uncovered a total of 8 Brady violations that were just big. There was a letter that Larry Wooten, he was an agent that worked for the BLM, he had wrote to the prosecutors, he had even wrote it to Jeff Sessions, saying that these things against the Bundys were lies, and that there was a kill list out on the Bundy family and other supporters, and this needs to be investigated, these men shouldn't be in prison, and just on and on, as maybe the world got to hear that letter that got read by State Representative Matt Shea back there in early part of December. It ended up that the judge had no choice after seeing all this evidence, that she ordered a mistrial. But the prosecutors, they argued that this mistrial can be fixed, that even with all of these things that they have done and this misconduct that the prosecutors have done, they claim they can fix it. And that's where the point we're at right now. We have a court date coming up here on Monday. That's going to be huge for this case. This case could be dismissed with prejudice or without prejudice. So what's so important about this is we want this case dismissed with prejudice. The defense team does, because it cannot be retried again if that's the case. If they say it's without prejudice, then we're going to have a new trial again the way it appears. And that's set already for February the 26th is when the new trial date starts. Mm-hmm. If it continues, we've already got a new prosecutor. Steve Myrie is being replaced. He's the one that has all the misconduct against him and all this investigation. Even Jeff Sessions has made a statement that he's going to investigate this case, and he is investigating it. And this new prosecutor, her name is Elizabeth White. I've been told that she's been working in Washington, D.C. as a prosecutor, federal prosecutor for years and other places, and she has been sent in, and she will be there on this January 8th, this coming Monday, to start representing this case for the federal government. So we
John,
got some big things happening.
Well, you know, the thing is, I heard that. I heard that through the grapevine. As you know, Debbie Boskalupi and Jeanette Finnicum were at the trial there, and I kind of heard through the grapevine that they were already looking for another prosecutor. I mean, this would not only be triple jeopardy, this would be quadruple jeopardy. How many times can they get away with doing something that is so obviously in violation of their rights under the Constitution?
Exactly. It's that's what's scary. We have this, you know, the Constitution set up to protect, you know, the citizens from this kind of thing. And here they're bluntly, they keep prosecuting. Because it's a federal case, they're saying these constitutional rights don't apply to them. And that's what's scary. This could be happening to any of us across this country, being retried over and over again just because they have a congressional act somewhere that has overrode the Constitution.
Well, you know, John, honestly, the Constitution was written to protect the citizens from the overreach of government. So, you know, just in it, on its face, this is so totally the opposite of what our founding fathers ever intended. And, you know, there's a reason that they wrote the articles in there to protect citizens against double jeopardy. Well, you know, right now it looks like if they do this, I think they will have literally the entire country will say enough is enough because it is so absurd.
I totally agree. And this is going to put, you know, Sessions in a real bad spot because he's going to actually have to stand up and do something about this. This is his prosecutors doing this. All of these federal prosecutors have his blessings to do what they're doing, and he's giving it okay on it. So if this case continues, this is going to put Sessions in a real bad spot. Trump has already said that he wants to put the Constitution back and start making sure it's being used. So it's going to be a big decision for him on Monday.
Well, I'm really looking forward. If you don't mind, we're going to stay in very close contact with you, and I would really love to have an update from you the next time we can get you back on the radio, even if it's just a matter of, you know, just for a few minutes. We really appreciate your honesty and the fact that you're dogging this this trial process as much as you are. You're absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. I know one of the biggest things here we've got right now is we've still got Clive and Bundy in prison. He set through another Christmas in prison away from his family on these unjust charges. And so one thing that could happen Monday, whether the case goes on or not, Clive and Bundy may be released Monday. There's another motion that has been filed by his attorneys, Brett Whipple and Roger Roots, and they have filed a motion for his release that day. And depending on how the case goes, he may be released anyway. If it gets dismissed here with prejudice, he's definitely going to be out. The case will be over with. But either way, if it doesn't, we've got that to litigate on Monday also. Plus, one other big thing is all of these sealed motions that have been sealed for all these months because of what happened here and the government using these sealed court hearings and sealed motions and discovery, they have been able to hide all their wrongdoing. The judge has ordered all of that stuff to be unsealed Monday. So we've got terabytes of information that's going to be starting to be available to the public as of Monday, January 8th. That's going to be huge.
That is terrific. I can't wait to see what some of this information will actually be, because even with all the disclosures that you've gotten within the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's only the tip of the iceberg. You know, there's a lot more there that they haven't even brought up.
Right now we have, I've mentioned those 8 Brady violations. We've got 12 more Brady violations that we have brought up over Christmas that hasn't even been litigated yet, that are supposed to be litigated on Monday also. That's why Monday's so big. We've got this case could be dismissed, and they don't talk about those other 12 Brady violations, or they may talk about them and uncover a bunch more misconduct of the prosecutors in this case. Mm-hmm. So I'll definitely be happy to come back on your next show when you're ready for me and tell you what happened on Monday. It's going to be an awesome day. I know that.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, the meeting that you're having on Monday will be with the trial judge, the prosecutors, and the defense attorneys, but there will be no jury present for that. Is that correct?
That is correct. The jury has been totally dismissed in this case. I forgot to mention that. So they've been sent home. So we have no jury now. We're going to have to pick a brand new set of jury if this case continues in February. So the case is over. This part of the case is over. Unless we continue, we've got to go back through that whole procedure again. One thing very neat about the last jury, those jury that sat there for those that month and a half on this case were only permitted in the courtroom for about 7 of those days. When those juries were dismissed, one of those juries, they got up, and that juror walked over to Ryan Bundy and gave him a hug. He said, "I knew you was innocent all along." He says, just by seeing what's going on, he said, "I don't understand what's going on exactly yet." He says, but I know the prosecutors lied here all along. And he gave Ryan Bundy a big hug.
Mm, wow. Well, maybe America, maybe 2018 really is the year that America wakes up and we start to have integrity in our court system and in our government again. I know there was about a month and a half or 2 months ago, there was a comment made by someone very intimate with the Trump administration that this would be a year of disclosures that would absolutely blow people away. And it kind of looks like we've got the makings of that happening right now. So let's hope the Lord will bless us with a little truth and a little integrity. At the highest levels of government, maybe we can start to have justice in this country again.
That would be great, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Dan, for having me on. It's always a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to next time to give you another update.
Well, John, I have to tell you, I feel honored to know you as a friend and to have you come on our program. And all I can say is continue to do the work that you're doing, because there are very few people in this country that share the level of interest and integrity and commitment that you do. And all I can say is God bless you and your family. And have safe travels down to Las Vegas, and I will stay in touch.
Thank you, Dan, and have a good night.
Thank you, John. Okay, well, I think that gives our listeners a pretty good update on what happened over the last 2 weeks before the court was dismissed and the jurors were sent home. But in any case, Bob, we started this discussion on our Tuesday Connecting the Dots program that I was doing, and it was such a good show, and we had such good opportunity to appeal to the people who literally are our supporters world and nationwide, and it's important that they understand just how little alternative media there is out there that are reporting the things like what we just had with John Lamb. Bob, tell our listeners what our discussion was in a nutshell on Tuesday, and how you see this as being really important for the Republic News Network?
Well, first of all, this is very unfair, and I have an immediate disclaimer that following John Lamb is really picking on me.
I'll tell you what, isn't that fantastic? I mean, that guy is unbelievable. All I can say is that, boy, I feel so fortunate that we have patriots like him in this country that are still willing to make the kind of sacrifice that he has.
Well, you've just got a firsthand report that not one major media outlet anywhere has given.
No, you're right. And
that is our whole point.
Yep, that is that is exactly what this program is about right now, and that's what we decided to do today, this evening on our program, was talk to our listeners. And, you know, it's so important that our listeners realize how little real news there is out there, and the alternative media, both on the Internet and radio programs like this one. Debbie Boskalupi's got a program called Radioactive Wednesday. To a certain point, people like Hannity and Limbaugh are talking about some of the things that we're talking about. But, Bob, you made a point the other day when we were on the radio that some of the guests that I've had on my show and some of the things that we brought up on our show 2 years ago are finally starting to be announced, and not anywhere nearly as fully as we did, on the mainstream media. How in the world can we be that far ahead of the curve if the mainstream isn't trying to hide this stuff?
Well, you know, three major ones to start off with. The death of Rancher Finicum, the standoff itself at the ranch, before that, a year before that, at the Bundy Ranch. And then the trials that have been going on are not in major media anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's the first example we've got. Three of them right there.
Yeah, and we're talking about, I know we had Harry Bullions on last week, and we talked about how, you know, what's happening in this country and how it relates to what happened in South Africa, and the fact that almost the whole continent of Africa now is either living under some sort of despotism, dictatorship, or under communism. And that, you know, the whole continent has fallen over the last 25 years. And the mainstream would like to tell you that communism died in 1991 with the fall of the Berlin Wall. That's complete crap. It's complete nonsense. You know, communism just went undercover.
They just got us off balance now, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're working right now.
Fast forward.
We're living with Antonio Gramsci's prison notebooks. And in 1933-34, when he was in a prison in Italy under Mussolini, he was in prison. He wrote a series of books letters on how communism could take over an entire country, but it had to be done clandestinely. And that's exactly what Yuri Andropov put into play with the Andropov plan back in the 1980s. It's obvious that communism is not dead. It's all over South America. It's thriving. You know, the Castro brothers, although Fidel's no longer there, Raul, his brother, is a strong man and fully in charge of Cuba. And now much of South and Central America are living under either hardcore socialism or communism.
Well, and Jerry Brown's in charge of California. I mean,
yeah,
it's all over the place.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Governor Moonbeam is, and now I see that they've legalized recreational marijuana, it's not like California didn't have enough problems already. It's like they can't wait to sell themselves down the river. And incidentally, that was Michael Shaw that was on last week. Harry was on the week before, but Michael Shaw was on and talked about how the state of California had fallen under UN Agenda 21 under regionalism and different non-elected government, regional governments was now implementing all of UN Agenda 21.
Well, and very rapidly, he pointed out, as you just said, happening and happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so far on the way. You know, we talked the other night about the bullet train with two ends to nowhere, because that's their future plan. You know, from rural to rural and putting in this mega money bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Central Valley up to the northern region there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening all over the country, and the problem is the individuals in one state don't know it's happening to individuals in other states. They think it's just them, and then they're all just them, and it's happening everywhere.
Right, right.
Because we aren't aware of our neighbors in other states and what they're going through. We talked about everything from dams being taken out to indigenous peoples' treaties causing
mm-hmm.
massive change.
Yep.
And
water.
None of this is on the regular mainline media.
Yeah, no, you're right, Bob. And something that we've been very effective at doing is bringing in people that are really true experts on all of these issues that the mainstream refuse to look at. People who, like Dr. Tim Ball, who right now is in a lawsuit in Canada with Michael Mann, who is losing, Michael Mann is losing that lawsuit because he refuses to bring forth the actual scientific evidence that proves his hockey stick theory. And, you know, he's gotten away with bloody murder because nobody has demanded that he prove scientifically how he came up with this crazy nonsense. Well, Dr. Ball...
Well, just so people know what the hockey stick theory is, you might explain it.
Well, that is theory that Al Gore used in his movie An Inconvenient Truth, but it shows literally a flat line in temperature for several million years that all of a sudden spikes up in the 1970s and 80s and is like through the roof. So it looks like a hockey stick laying on its back. And Al Gore was claiming that this was the hottest period in all of recorded history, and that we have, without doubt, man has caused a cataclysmic global warming. Well, the fact is, all the science that says all this stuff is complete crap. It's not there. The science was never there to back that up. And, in fact, we've had the Roman, there was a significant warm period during the Roman Empire between 3 and 4,000 years ago. Well, it actually went into, I don't know, a couple hundred years A.D. And then we also had the medieval warm period, which covered a period of about 400 years, where Greenland was almost completely bare of ice and snow, and they actually had vineyards up there. The The Norsemen were settled up there, and they were raising flocks of sheep and cattle and had vineyards and had really extensive agriculture in Greenland. Well, they ignored all that stuff, and they ignored all the truth, all the ice cores, everything else. And when Michael Mann put this so-called hockey stick together for Al Gore to prove that man was destroying the environment at a rate that was just phenomenally fast, that would literally cook the whole planet within 100 years, the only thing cooked in that whole thing was their books, their science. It wasn't there. It never was. And anyway, that's what the hockey stick theory is. And
well, you know, and here's the thing. This is not only disputed, it's demonstrated disputably. You had Lord Monckton and at least four other international and national experts disproving this man's approach. And that's the example. It's exactly what I'm talking about when I say the unique thing about what is being delivered only by private broadcasting like this, like Connecting the Dots, only place anyone can find these things, because simply never talked about in any of the mainstream. And Connecting the Dots is unique unto itself, because you conduct a show that, instead of being you, you, and you for all about except 5 or 10 minutes, you give the show to the experts and really bring them in to the discussion, to the point that their expertise is up front, close, and available to the people. They're hearing first-hand expert knowledge.
Well, you know, Bob, you and I talked about that early on. People don't tune in to hear me talk because, frankly, I'm not that interesting. But the people that I bring on this show are incredibly interesting, and they are almost, to a person, at the very peak of the information level in their particular area of expertise. They are the best of the best. And we've been able to bring in just a phenomenal list of guests to this show. And we will continue to do that and bring in even more people that we haven't had interviews with. I just spoke with Charlotte Iserbeek. Charlotte wrote the book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She was a special advisor to President Ronald Reagan, and message or her goal was to shut down the Department of Education. And she's going to be on our program on the 25th. We've already got her scheduled for the 25th. Now, this is the kind of people that we bring in on a regular basis. Next week, Jeff Wright is going to be on our radio program. And guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about something that everybody wants to know about, and nobody knows anything about, and that is the alternative coins, the Bitcoin, the different alternative currencies and coinage systems that are challenging the fiat currencies of the world. And Jeff is quite expert. He's done an awful lot of study in that area. He's going to tell our listeners all of the good, the bad, and the ugly about what our financial system, including what we already have, and then tell us about what organizations like Bitcoin and other alternative coinages are all about, and whether or not they're credible. And that's something that doesn't get covered on the mainstream media at all.
Well, you know, you see it once in a while on some of the periodicals and the private investment counselors and places
right.
like that. But this ought to be a tremendous show. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm excited about it because it's an area that I know I am certainly not an expert. I know very little about, and Jeff Wright is truly one of the experts in the country on this particular subject, and we're going to cover it from soup to nuts. And this will give our listeners a really good idea of why and how these alternative currency systems have come about, and the legality of them, the propriety of them, and just exactly why people should be very, very interested in learning about them over just following blindly the Federal Reserve System, which is definitely going down the rat hole at a fastest rate you could possibly imagine.
Well, you know, and not to mention, you've had people on who firsthand studious knowledge going back half a dozen years regarding the relinquishing of our control of our container shipping in our seaports.
Yeah.
About uranium one a year and a half before you ever saw it anywhere in the mainline news.
Yeah,
you had
absolutely.
Experts on that way back.
Yeah, we've had them. I know Mary Fanning and Alan Jones came on to talk about the Port Canaveral deal over a year ago. They were on in December of 2016. And so,
absolutely.
And they've been on three or four times now. We've had Claire Lopez, who was a section chief at the CIA, on with Peter Pry just a month or so ago talking about electromagnetic pulse weapons and natural EMP events, and why it's so important that our country start to protect themselves against these sorts of both terrorist and natural phenomena. And this is something that the mainstream media just will not touch.
Well, we barely started seeing that just a couple of months ago when the Korea thing started here, and finally did see some on Fox and a very little bit on a couple of the other ones on that very subject, but never
right.
before that I can remember.
Yeah, no, and we've been working on this sort of stuff for literally for years now, trying to get these sorts of subjects before the American people. So, Bob, you know, without, you know, really beating this horse to death, it's really important that people understand how rare it is to have access to Radio Free America, real Radio Free America, to have access to people like John Lamb and Mary Fanning and for that matter, Bob Fanning, her brother, who is expert on the bond markets and the financial system. You know, it's we're very fortunate to have this kind of, let's say, talent available to go on the air with us and to tell us all they know about what's going on. We can't do this without support from the listeners. And I don't want to be like PBS and literally destroy show after show whining we need more support, we need more money. But the fact is we really are a unique segment of the media, and we are real news, not fake news, and we need people to understand they need to support what we're doing, and they need to spread the information about our programs and about what we're trying to do literally all over the world. We need access. We need people to get out and really promote what we're trying to do.
Well, and that's for SBN and the 101 broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And coming out of New York, and all those things go together, expanding to a much larger audience this needed information. And Connection of Dots is unique from the standpoint that you're a multi-network access now through RNN, through Micro Effect, through SBN. You're bringing this with RNN and all those to the forefront, to more and more larger and larger audiences. And that's what they need. That's what the people absolutely need.
Yeah. And Bob, you're certainly an example of this, and I know I am certainly an example of this. We have done this because we love this country. I literally pay money out of my own pocket every month to do these broadcasts. It costs a lot of time and money and effort to put these programs together, and I have never, ever even attempted to make money with any of this information. We are doing this because we love our country, and I would think that there are people out there that appreciate the fact that people like John Lamb and certainly you and me are willing to go out there and spend our lives pursuing something that we make absolutely no financial benefit from.
Well, we don't want to tell anyone about that, though.
We don't.
We don't really want to admit that.
Yeah. Well, the fact is we do. We love this country. I mean, that's why we're doing this stuff. That's why the Republic News Network is doing what they're doing. It's all volunteers.
That's
we're
right.
all in this boat together. We're trying to save this country, save our great republic, and we're trying to give something to our kids and our grandkids that is something other than what the globalists and frankly, I use the word communist, but that's what it is, communists. They're teaching communism in our schools. That's the other thing we've done. We've had educators. We've had attorneys. We've had some of the best people in the country on to talk about Common Core and talk
Absolutely.
About how so many of these education programs are there to teach communism to our kids.
Well, and no one dare call it that, but the definition is fulfilled.
Yeah, it is. I mean, communism is nothing more than putting the interests of the collective or everyone over the interests of the individual. And, a good friend of mine has pointed out many times, G. Edward Griffin, that, it's like looking at a forest and saying, well, that's a forest and, that's a million trees. And so that, if it's a sick forest, it's because there are too many trees. Wrong. When you look at that forest, you should look at each tree. And it is a whole bunch of individual trees that make up a forest. And without the individual trees, you would have no forest. Well, that's exactly what our founding fathers knew and understood, that without the rights of individuals and the protection of individual liberties under rule of law, we would have no freedom at all. And they understood that, and we understand that certainly at the Republic News Network and republicoftheunitedstates.org. And I understand that. You understand that. It's absolutely imperative that we get everyone that are listeners to get on board and support and really advertise and let people know about this show. And let's quadruple this our listenership every couple of months. We need to get this program literally to be one of the best programs and one of the most heard in the entire country, if not the entire world.
Well, none of that would hurt, that's for sure, because so few people actually really understand or get the exposed facts put in
mm-hmm.
front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And many, when the exposed facts are put in front of them, because they don't hear it on, quote, mainstream media, they don't believe it. So it takes time. It takes effort. It takes repetition and consistent exposure from the absolute knowledge base in whatever field it happens to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know this, and every time I have a guest, if they've written a book or several books, I try to read everything that they've written before I have them on my radio show so that I really understand where they're coming from, and I know how to put together an outline or a list of questions so that it gets the best exposure of what they're trying to say for our listeners.
And our listeners are the people, and the people are the ones that have to know the facts.
That's right. That's right. We're at a point where... No, you go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say we need to grow the people to such an extent that they can't be lied to.
Right, right. And I had an interesting talk with Bill Coates, who is a retired Marine Corps colonel who is running the Mighty Oaks Project right now for the...
And he's been on with us twice.
He's been on with us, and hopefully he'll come back on again. But I was visiting with Bill the other day, and Bill said he's got a friend who is really concerned that we educate our listeners or we educate people so that people start thinking with their brain and reading and researching before they vote for just any candidate. And that's exactly right. I mean, I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to in my lifetime who will vote for somebody just because they like the way they smile, or somebody said, well, they're a good guy on such and such, or they're a good lady on this item. And
or
they
they'll give me money, I'll get a benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, that's kind of the
best hope to restore our nation is what Bill Coates wrote, and it's a simple, down-to-earth, small book for you that read, but don't read like my friend Dan here, these big, thick books. Bill wrote a typical, basic, 165-page book in Marine language so anyone can read it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really well thought out, really well done.
You bet.
And incidentally, Jeff Wright, who is going to be on our program next week, Jeff is also a very accomplished author, and he's written a very similar book. I've read his book as well, and so we'll do a little promotion on some of these books as we get these various guests on our show. But people need to get away from the one-eyed mind sucker. Get away from the television and understand one thing. That television set was created to entertain you, not to make you think, not to make you a more balanced citizen. That television was meant to placate and act as a placebo so that people don't challenge or question the system. The quicker you get away from television, the better off you're going to be.
Well, and if you ever really watched what the trends in society are very oftentimes led by a few years of TV programming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's so that when it comes about, it seems normal because everyone saw it on TV for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. That's absolutely right. There's a excellent movie about that, and I think it's called Hypnotize, but it's about how television has been used to take our children from us. They actually teach children collectivist ideas and different things that entertain them, but at the same time that influence the way they see their parents and they see society in general. And, you know, they watch television for 15, 20 years, and lo and behold, they're not very productive, thoughtful citizens. They may do a good job at whatever they do, but they are not people who are discerning of what truth is and what truth isn't.
And they get used to no depth. There is never a study of anything. It's the 30-second message. It's the one-minute quick
soundbite.
Insight. It's walking down the street, staring at the phone, and talking to each other right next to each other through that machine.
Exactly, texting because they can't communicate one-on-one.
And
well,
here
Bob,
you are single-handedly trying to change all that.
Well, not single-handedly, because we've got you and we've got Kelby and we've got a lot of different people around this country that I know are supporting this. But I guess my point is we need your help as listeners. We need your help to spread this truth around, to spread this message around, and to really get out and through social media, through email, however you can contact people. We need to make sure that this message gets out, because I can tell you every time I do one of these radio shows, I spend almost two full days preparing, either by reading books or doing research or whatever, for the guests that I've got on. And, you know, I'm doing
almost
this because I love our country.
We barely touched it.
I'm sorry?
We're almost to the end of this hour, and we barely have touched the surface.
Yeah, you're right. We've barely scratched the surface. But, Bob, let me ask you this. You've been doing this for a very long time. What would be your message to the listeners we've got on this show tonight? What would be your message to them about how we can improve the Connecting the Dots radio show, and how we can improve our, let's say, spreading the message around the country?
Well, I think the first and foremost way is every single individual has something different about their contact list than I do, or than Dan does, or than Kelby does, the Republic, or the 101 station, or it doesn't matter, but we all reach someone different than the other guy, and if we could just get everyone to forward to their list, the announcement of connecting the dots, it's been established that you can go viral if you just do it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. And even, you know, if I encourage our listeners, even if for some reason you don't get the advertisement for the weekly show, remember our telephone number. Remember the call-in numbers because they're on our advertisements. And make sure that you call in that number every week and listen to our broadcast. And if you somehow miss those broadcasts, remember that every one of our shows are archived at the republicoftheunitedstates.org site. And although my updates are a little bit behind the curve right now, I also archive those shows on my site, which is danhappel.com. And so if you want to hear those radio shows at any point or you want someone else to listen to them, those are good ways to listen to that show. And I know that Joe McNeil has them archived on themicroeffect.com as well. So we just need people to really do everything they can to spread the word.
And nothing's out of date. Very few of them are dated shows. Some are current event driven, but they're still current information.
Yeah, they're always something that that our listeners can use.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, Bob, I thank you for coming on and being, I've done more talking tonight than I've ever done on any of my radio shows. I pretty much proved my point. I'm not worth listening to, but I have really talented people on the show with me, and they are worth listening to. And so, Bob, I thank you for being such a terrific sponsor, a terrific producer, and for introducing me to the Republic News Network and giving me the opportunity to be on the show and to have my own show. And all I want to do is I want to thank everybody that's on this call. And Bob, thank you again, and I hope everyone has a happy new year. And Kelby, I turn the show back over to you.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude this week's show for Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel. God bless. Good night. We'll see you next Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific.